Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm calling to ask a question. I'm in the 75 and older class, and I called for an appointment, and they took my information. Do I have to do it again with the governor's change in the 65 and older category?
Right now, because the only thing unless you can go in and actually talk to someone, because with us, the only thing we would be able, or the number that I can give you to call, they would just be able to get you pre-registered to give you a call when the vaccine becomes available.
But I've already done that. That's
okay.
What I'm asking is, because of the change to the next tier, do the people who have already registered have to re-register?
No, sir. You don't.
Okay, so... Now, my understanding is when I registered, I live in Calhoun County. When I registered, they would contact the health center here in Calhoun County. Is that right?
Well, whenever we pre-register you, we pre-register you with the actual health department in the county that you live in. That's why we ask you what county you live in.
Okay. So they'll contact me when they're ready to give me an appointment.
Correct.
Okay, how will they contact me, by email or by phone?
You know what? Most of them, I think, have been by phone. We have had some people get emails, so it could go either way.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Well, I hope we were able to help you. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, the adph.org or the cdc.gov.
Yeah, I just get nervous. I'm 79. I'm diabetic. I take statin drugs, and I have blood pressure problems.
I understand. And yes, sir.
It's like Russian roulette every time they go to the pharmacy.
I know.
True story, you know. And,
I'm so sorry.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Information.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.